Your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy. Do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Salam, روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
We like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Valley of the sun. good evening. Starting off the show tonight, that was something from Austin, Texas. That was the brand new album from Shearwater. It's called Jet Plane and Oxbow, and you heard the opening track called Prime. It's out on Sub Pop Records, and I do believe some of their previous albums came out on Misra Records, which is, I do believe, a branch label of Secretly Canadian. But anyways, the past few releases have been put out on the Sub Pop record label. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And the show is Canada Post Rock. Don't forget to check out the website, CITR.ca, and you can check out podcasts and playlists in case you missed something I said or something like that. For the next hour, we've got a pretty wide variety of stuff. We have new stuff from Sarah Newfield. Later on, we're going to be hearing some stuff from a live album from the Western Front, some stuff from a band called Heroin Oblivion, and a pretty wide variety of stuff, so keep it locked for the next hour. And up next, you can hear something that's going to be probably played quite a bit on CITR for a while, and that's a brand new Black Mountain album. You're going to hear a track off of it called Florian Saucer Attack, and it's called 4, and it's their first release since, I think in like 6 years, but yeah, anyways, you're going to hear a track off of that called Florian Saucer Attack. And then after that, you can hear a track from a band called Gazebos. These guys, they're out on Hardly Art Records, which is a branch label of Sub Pop Records, and they're based out of Seattle. But we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Black Mountain.
Saskatoon singer-songwriter Jen Lane has just released her new album, This Life of Mine, and you're invited to help celebrate. It's been hard moving on. Produced by Vancouver's own, the critically acclaimed John MacArthur Ellis, the new record is a testament to songcraft and the power of music. Spend an evening with Jen Lane on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive, and get a copy of This Life of Mine to take home with you. For advance tickets or to order the album, head on over to jenlane.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from a band called Gazebos. That was a track called Maintenance off the album called Die Alone on Hardly Art Records. And before that was Black Mountain with a track off the album 4. That was a track called Florian Saucer Attack. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, you can hear a band called Cross Record, which is a, I do believe, a married duo. And they're out on the Bada Bing record label out of Brooklyn. And you may know the label from a band called Beirut. I think they still put out albums on this label. They have a pretty great roster. And the latest album is a track, is an album called Wabi Sabi by Cross Record. You can hear a track off of that. And it's a track called, let me see what I have. Oh, it's something called Two Rings. And it's kind of a more of a shimmery, summery, psych pop sound. Really, really great stuff. I just checked it out on the way here. After that, you can hear a band on Sub Pop Records called Heron Oblivion, which is made up of a side project of a band called Comets on Fire, who also put out a few albums on Sub Pop Records. But they got this new project called Heron Oblivion, which is a lot more kind of sun-drenched psych music. It's kind of similar to something like Matt Valentine and Erica Elder, but anyways, you're going to hear a track off the new album, which is, I think, a self-titled deal, but you're going to hear a track off of it called Beneath Fields. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Cross Record. Thank you.
Did you know that you have essentially the same number of bacterial cells living in and on you as human cells? Humans have evolved with these bacteria, passed down from mother to child, for hundreds of millions of years. And scientists are now uncovering the significant role they play in an individual's health and disease. Want to learn more? Come to the next Personalized Medicine Public Talk on April 6th at the Vancouver Public Library downtown from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Alice McKay Room. Admission is free, but seats are limited. Register online now at lsi.ubc.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was new stuff from Sub Pop Records. Latest album is something from Heron Oblivion, and you heard the track called Beneath Fields, some really sun-drenched psych pop. Before that, you heard something from Cross Record, new stuff from Bada Bing Records out of Brooklyn, and you heard a track off the album called Wabi Sabi, and you heard the track called Two Rings, and once again, that's Cross Record. So we'll keep going with some more stuff. You're going to hear some Canadian kind of experimental jazz. Her name is Sarah Newfield. You may know her from her work in Arcade Fire. She previously collaborated with Colin Stetson on an album called Never Wear the Way She Was. And also they did a film score to the movie called Blue Caprice that was directed by Alexandra Moores. But most recently, she has a new solo album out called The Ridge. It's out on Paperbag Records, and it's not on Merge or Constellation, so it's a pretty interesting release. I would have expected it to come out on Constellation based on her work with Colin Stetson, but anyways, this was just released on Paperbag Records. You can hear the title track of the album called The Ridge, and then we'll see what we get to after that. It's kind of a longer track, so I think we'll just hear this, and then we'll get back to you with some more music. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Sarah Newfield. Thank you.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Sarah Neufeld. Her new album is called The Ridge, and you heard the title track off of that. And that's out on Paper Rag Records, and Sarah Neufeld is also in Arcade Fire. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this really nice summery March, or April 1st. Close to the end of the semester, but if you're looking for something to do this summer, definitely get involved with CITR. Just head to the website CITR.ca and you can find out different ways you can get involved, and it's a great way to enhance your degree here at the University of British Columbia. There's lots of things you can do here. You can review music, you can write reviews for Discorder, you can poster for shows, and you can even apply to get your own radio show. Don't forget to check out the website CITR.ca. So we'll keep going with some more experimental jazz in this next set, and you're going to hear a new compilation put out by the Western Front, and it's an album called Past, Piano, Present, live at the Western Front from 1985 to 2015. And you can check out some more info at the Western Front at front.bc.ca. Now you're going to hear a piece from the jazz player named Anthony Davis. He's got a piece called Behind the Rock. And I'm not sure, I'd have to look into it more, but I do believe this is a prepared piano piece. And that's where they take the piano and they place physical objects inside the piano. Things like screws and bolts and rocks and stuff like that, just to affect the piano strings, and creates a really interesting sound that's different each time. But anyways, you're going to hear a track called Behind the Rock right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Anthony Davis. Thank you.
Now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, Don?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
And we're back. That was Anthony Davis with a track off the Past Piano Present album put out by the Western Front. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, you're going to hear some new stuff from Thrill Jockey Records. And it's a new release from Jan St. Werner. And you may know his work in a group called, a duo called Mouse on Mars, electronic duo. But he's also put out a few solo albums, and he also puts out work under the name, I do believe, Lithops. Lithops have put out a few albums on Thrill Jockey as well. But the latest release is a collection of tracks, and the album is called Felder. And I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a full album. It's more of a kind of smattering of recordings that are compiled into an album. It was put out over, I think, like the past 6 or 7 years or something like that. Anyways, you're going to hear a track called The Abstract Pit right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is new stuff from Jan St. Werner. that was new stuff from Thrill Jockey Records. That was Jan St. Werner with a track called The Abstract Pit of the new album Felder. So I'm going to leave you with one last track this evening, something from Junior Boys. This is a track off the album called Big Black Coat. This track is called No One's Business. And keep it locked on CITR for more great music. I'll be back next week with some new music for you from 10 to 11 on Fridays. Right here on CITR, this is Junior Boys.
UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference.